I want to base a few thoughts this afternoon on a fascinating passage in Matthew chapter 2. We're going to read verses 13 through 19. So it's important that you open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 2, and we're going to be reading beginning at verse 13.
今天下午我们要讲的经文是按照我们马太福音的二章里面的信息来讲的。马太福音二章在新约圣经，马太福音第二章我们是先会要念这个经文是13到19节。
Starting verse 13, when they had gone, that's referring to the Magi, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet Hosea, out of Egypt I have called my son. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. But after Herod died, notice an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, go on back.
马太福音二章13到19节, 他说, 他们去后, 有主的使者向约瑟梦中显现, 说, 起来, 带着小孩子同他母亲逃往埃及, 住在那里, 等我吩咐你, 因为希律必寻找小孩子，要除灭他。约瑟就起来，夜间带着小孩子和他母亲往埃及去，住在那里，直到希律死了。这是要应验主借先知所说的话，说：“我从埃及招出我的儿子来。”希律见自己被博士御容，就大大发怒，差人将伯利恒城里并四境所有的男孩 照着他向博士仔细查问的时候，凡2岁以里的都杀尽了。这就应了先知耶利米的话，说，在拉玛听见号啕大哭的声音，是拉结哭他儿女不肯受安慰，因为他们都不在了。希律死了以后，有主的使者在埃及向约瑟梦中显现，说，起来，
You know, this Mother's Day, some of you might be suffering from mom's fatigue. In other words, you might be suffering from burnout as a mother.
我们说这个是母亲的时候，也许呢，这些有一些母亲们啊，被那个这个母亲的角色呢，真的弄得很头大。
So for a few minutes this Mother's Day, I want to encourage you mothers by having kind of a Q&A session, you know what that means, a question and answer session with the two greatest mothers in the Bible.
这里呢，我们要说，对这些母亲们，今天呢，我们要，对这些母亲们来讲，如果你们在生活当中有碰到那些面临这些困难的事情，有遭遇不顺的时候呢，我们今天要用经文当中两个伟大的母亲的故事来鼓励你们。
You say, who are the two greatest mothers in the Bible? Well, interestingly, they're both mentioned in today's passage. Number one would be Mary, but also we're going to see today the greatest mother of the Old Testament was Rachel.
今天呢，我们刚刚念的经文里面呢，就讲到了，提到了两个母亲的名字，一个呢就是玛丽，另外一个呢是在我们旧约里面呢常常提到了一个相当那个伟大的一个母亲，就是拉结。Okay,
so you know we're going to have Mary and Rachel with us today, and first of all, we're going to ask a few questions of Mary. Okay, so Mary, you come on up here. And we're going to ask you a couple of questions.
首先呢，我们要提到的是玛丽。我们先说啊，让玛丽来到我们这里，然后我们要问她一些问题。
Mary, if she were here today, would tell you at least these two things. She would say, if you really want to be a mother, a woman of God, you've got to be prepared to live in an upside-down world.
如果玛丽今天站在我们面前的时候，我们如果问她这样的问题呢，她一定会告诉我们两点，就是说，如果你真的要像圣经里面所指示我们做的这样的一个母亲的话呢，你一定要有准备来面对这些那个这个整个世界颠倒的这个那个混乱的那个情况。
You see, after Mary gave birth to Jesus, she and Joseph, I think, were getting ready to settle down in Bethlehem. It was a really nice little town, and they were getting ready to settle down in this right side up little world of theirs.
当然，我们先看到说，玛丽和约瑟他们在跟那个生了那个基督以后呢，就是他们已经准备了要在伯利恒呢住下来，就是要安定下来了。But
all of a sudden, two bombshell surprises hit their lives.
但是突然呢，一个那个好像一个重磅炸弹一样呢，就是掉到他们身上，就是要他们改变他们的计划。
The first was good, the second turned their world completely upside down.
那这两个那个消息呢，一个呢是一个是好的消息，另外一个消息呢让他们就是措不及防。
First of all, they were surprised by this visit from the Magi. I mean, they didn't expect anything, and they were really excited as the Magi came from the east and visited them when Jesus was probably a couple of weeks old.
首先呢，他们被这个东方的博士Magi，就是他来他的来访了，他们是相当的喜悦，就从那个远方来的东方来的博士来拜访他们。那时候耶稣才几个月的那个大小。Now
chances are that the Magi came to Bethlehem right around sundown, spent some hours with them, and then they left. And after they left, it was now nighttime.
当那个东方博士来访的时候呢，是还是白天的时候，但是当他走的时候呢，已经是傍晚了。And
they were all settling down to a nice long sleep when all of a sudden this angel came and warned them to leave immediately to go to Egypt.
那个时候呢，天色已晚了，他们已经准备呢，就是要睡觉了。但是突然呢，那个天使就降临，然后天使就跟他们讲，你们要立刻打包，要离开这地。I
can guarantee you, as they bundled their little weeks-old baby up and went to Egypt, never in their wildest dreams did they think that they were going to end up in Egypt.
那个时候呢，你看他们这么小几个礼拜的大小的这个婴孩，他们在的那个包裹，他要离开，他们都没有想到过他们会要到埃及去。See,
that's what I mean when if you really want to be a woman of God, you've got to be prepared at times for God to turn your world upside down. And again, he did that to Mary and Joseph, and they ended up in a land they never thought they would be, in Egypt.
所以呢，这里就告诉大家说，如果你要当一个那个主里面的那个妇人的话，就是你一定要有准备，就说能够面对这些整个那个突然突变事件的发生。That
brings us to a second point that I think Mary would make to all of you mothers if she were here today.
那因为我们在讲第二点，就是如果今天玛丽在我们中间的话，
I think she would say to you mothers, you've got to allow God to write the story of your life.
那他会告诉我们这里的每一位母亲说，你要允许神来那个写你的生活经历。Let's
face it, we all want to write our own stories, right? And we want God to rubber stamp our story. We want him to rubber stamp the narrative of our lives.
我们说大家呢都希望说我们写自己的那个人生故事，然后要神来帮我们那个证实，但是呢，就是这里不是这样。
But here you see again the angel comes, and says God wants to completely rewrite the script of your life. This was completely off script. It was off narrative for them. But I want to say this to you. If you do not allow God to write the story of your life, God will never bless you.
那这里呢，就是看我们看到了说，就说神是要把你的那个生活的经历呢，就是重写，要他按照他的旨意来写你的那个生活经历。那这样子呢，就是说，如果说你不遵从这个神的旨意的话呢，他就不会给你那个他就不会祝福你。
But on the other hand, if you allow God to write your story, you know what you can count on? You can count on the protection of the angels in your life and the protection of the angels in the lives of your children. Notice how the angels play such a big part when Mary yields to the Spirit of God.
如果说你允许神来写你、谱写你的生命历程的话呢，你就知道说你这一生是由天使来保护，有神在安慰来保护你的。
Well, that brings us to the other woman who is mentioned, the other mother who is mentioned in today's scripture, and that's Rachel.
这里呢，我们讲到了另外一个妇人的一个妈妈的名字，就是在这个刚刚念的经文里面提到，就是拉吉。
It's very interesting that all of the Jewish rabbis say that Rachel was the mother of Israel.
那个圣经里面提到拉吉的时候呢，是说她是以色列的母亲。
In other words, all of the rabbis agreed that Rachel was the greatest mother, and there were a lot of great mothers in the Old Testament, but she was the greatest mother of all the Old Testament mothers.
我们说在旧约里面呢，提到过很多母亲的名字，也有很多伟大的母亲，但是呢，拉吉呢是在那个里面提到了最伟大的一个母亲。
You remember the story of Rachel, don't you?
你还记得那个拉吉的故事吗?
You remember she longed for children, she was barren?
你记得她那个一直想要那个怀孕生小孩的事吗?
But then when finally God gave her two children, she died at the birth of the second of her children, Benjamin.
那后来呢，神呢，真的是那个赐给她两个小孩子。 但是他在生第二个小孩子的时候呢，他就那个死了，难产死了。
What's very interesting is that the same rabbis who say that Rachel was the mother of Israel say that Rachel was the sorrowful mother of the Old Testament.
那拉比呢，在那里提到的时候呢，在那个旧约里面提到拉吉是。 她是最伟大的母亲，也提到她是最痛苦的母亲。
And after that in the Old Testament, it's highly significant that Rachel becomes a poetical figure for every mother who has ever wept over her child.
那这里呢，就提到说，那个拉吉呢，就作为了一个那个相当杰出的一个榜样，给所有的母亲们做到一个榜样，就是她是如何来面对那个。
It's tremendously significant that Rachel was buried, guess where? In Bethlehem. That's where she was buried.
拉吉呢，他死了以后呢，是在那个伯利恒被埋葬的。
And being buried in Bethlehem, poetically, Rachel saw a lot of sad things in her life.
因为他是死了又在那个伯利恒被埋葬的，他的一生当中呢，看到了很多，经历了很多痛苦的事情。
You remember when the Jews were led into captivity in Babylon?
你还记得那个犹太人在巴比伦的时候受难的事情吗？
Jeremiah tells us that they all gathered, all of the captives who were going to march into captivity in Babylon, they all met in Bethlehem, and so figuratively, all of these captives, her children, if you will, marched right by her tomb on their way to sorrow and suffering in Babylon.
像那些呢，被抓起来这些犹太人，他们都要经过这个伯利恒到那个营地去，都会经过他的那个 那个坟墓。
Which brings us to the slaughter of the innocents in today's story. Again, figuratively speaking, Rachel saw Herod kill these little babies, 2 years old and under.
那就是Rachel 呢，就是就见证了这些他们就是把那个两岁以下的小孩子杀掉了这样子的一些，这些都是无辜的人。
So the point I want to make is this: that Rachel, who was called the mother of Israel, can identify with all of you mothers if you have a broken heart for some situation in your life.
所以呢 ，Rachel 的经历呢，就等于说给我们这些母亲们就是画出了一个景象，就是她是如何来那个面对这些痛苦的经历的。
You know, Rachel would tell us this. She would say to us, "It's okay in your life." To cry out, "Where are you, God? I don't see you in my life right now. Where are you?"
像 Rachel 的经历，她那个拉吉的经历呢，就是告诉我们说，有时候呢，是可以就说，就是哭喊，就说，神啊，你在哪里？
You know, sometimes those of you who are moms, doesn't it seem as if God is absent from your life? You cry out to Him, and He doesn't seem to answer your prayers.
也许有些母亲们有这样的经历，就是说你面对困苦的时候，有时候你那个呼喊神你在哪里啊，也许好像你觉得神没有那个来应对你应付你。
Sometimes it seems as if no one is at home up in heaven.
但是那个你觉得说他不在你那边，是只是在天上。
I know, did you ever hear the story about this guy who fell over a cliff one day?
你有没有听过这样一个故事？有一个人呢，从悬崖上掉下去了。
And as he was falling over the cliff, he managed to grab onto this scraggly bush that was growing out of the side of the cliff.
当他在那个从悬崖掉下来的过程当中呢，他想要抓住那悬崖边上的那个枝干。
But he was too heavy for this bush to hold him, and so gradually the roots started to give way, and he panicked. And he looked down to the abyss below, and then he looked back up to heaven.
那个时候呢，因为这个悬崖边长的这些植物呢，那个根不是很深，也它很重，所以那个他抓着的时候，就好像那个根已经松动要出来。那个时候他非常害怕，所以他往下看，又往天上看。
And in a panic, he yelled out, "Is there anyone up there who can help me?" Yelling up to heaven.
他那时候呢，相当惊吓的，他就往天上喊说，是有人在上面可以帮我吗？
And this booming voice instantly answered, "Yes, I'm up here, and I can help you, but first let go of that bush."
那个时候呢，他就听到了一个声音说，是我可以帮你，但是你这个时候先松你的手啊。
Well, this guy looked down underneath, and he yelled up, "Is there anybody else up there who can help me?"
这个时候呢，他往下看悬崖下面看一看以后，他就再往上喊，他说还有没有别人可以帮我啊。
You see, sometimes we're like that guy, you know, God, you're not coming through, anyone else who can help us? That brings us to a very interesting point as to why God sent Jesus to spend some time down in Egypt.
这里呢就是看给我们一个那个另外一个就是讲到了，就是为什么神要把耶稣送到那个人间来跟我们在一起。
The answer to that question is who in the Old Testament spent time in Egypt? Anyone?
那有人在那个时候在那个旧约的时代住在埃及吗？
God's people, right? God's people spent 400 years in slavery and bondage in Egypt. And it's almost as if God is saying to us, "Look, I'm sending my son into Egypt to show you that I know what suffering is like." God suffered in the person of his son Jesus Christ.
那当然那个时候呢，有那个四百多年，就是有那个神的人是住在那个埃及地的。神差遣他的儿子到了那个地方，就是为了显现说，我们跟你一样也是体会到这个痛苦的。
I just want to make one more point about Rachel as we close.
我们再要讲一下那个拉吉的那个事情，在我们结束之前。
Rachel illustrates a very important truth about you mothers. You are the keepers of spiritual roots in your home.
拉吉的故事呢，告诉我们说，我们这些母亲们是就是对那个圣灵所给我们的这个力量，是我们的那个就是所看到、所抓到的这个根基。
You know, to have roots, to be rooted, is probably the single most important hunger in the lives of us human beings.
所以呢，要有这个根基，我们才是我们的生活才有一个依靠。
I don't know, some of you might remember, years ago there was a television program called Cheers. It was a very, very popular program called Cheers.
很多年以前有一个电视节目呢，它的名字叫Cheers 椅子。
And the reason it was so popular, actually it ran for about 13 years and there were almost 300 episodes, is because the setting was a bar in Boston.
在那个情景呢，是在一个波士顿的一个酒吧里面。
But you see, this bar in Boston provided a community where people could come in and they could have a sense of community. They came to a place where everybody knew their name.
那他说这个故事呢，就讲了说，是那些人呢到这个地方来呢，就说好像是一个大家一个团体，大家都认识每一个人。
And it's highly significant that Rachel, who's called the mother of Old Testament, is significantly the mother because she provided spiritual roots for her children and grandchildren.
那个 Rachel 呢，拉吉呢，在这个里面旧约里面讲到，就是他呢做了一个榜样，就是为他的孩子们，就是做为在神的那个灵性上，就是做了一个根基，就是已经升植了这个根基。
So you mothers here today, you say, is God doing anything in my life? Is He using me? Yeah, He's using you because you're the keeper of spiritual roots in your home.
对，我们就说神在我们就是给我们这些母亲们的使命，是因为你是在家庭里面给你的家人，就是那个已经植入了那个根基，那个圣灵的那个根基。
And I want to tell you that's one of the things I admire and love about my wife is that she is the keeper of spiritual roots in our home.
那就想呢，牧师讲了，他的太太是在那个家庭里面，是在我们那个那个就是属灵方面的那个保持我们全家就在有这个强的那个根基。
I want to tell you a story about my wife Carol and our youngest son Jesse as we close.
在结束之前呢，牧师要讲他的太太和他的小儿子 Jesse。
Recently, Jesse, who lives in Hawaii, decided he was going to upgrade his living conditions and he wanted to buy this condo in Waikiki.
那 Jesse 呢，住在夏威夷，他最近呢想要就是在 Waikiki 买一个房子。
So he called up his mother, my wife, and he said, you know, Mom, could you come on out here to Waikiki, to Hawaii, and help me as we go around and we shop for a condo here in Hawaii?
他就打电话回来给妈妈说，妈妈，你可不可以到那个 Waikiki 来呢，帮我一起看看那个公寓房有什么我可以买的。
But my wife said, you know, I'm going to go to Hawaii to help Jesse for two reasons. Number one, obviously, to help him buy a condo, pick out one. But secondly, I want to remind him of his spiritual roots as a son in our family.
牧师的太太呢，她说我会去那个夏威夷两个礼拜，这有两个那个原因。我去夏威夷有两个原因，第一个呢，当然是帮助儿子去那个购买一个他的所要的那个公寓房。第二个最重要的原因呢，是我还要去重新提醒他我们家庭的那个属灵的一个根基。
Well, the day came when they were going to go looking around, and my wife, who believes in the power of prayer, she prays about everything, she said to Jesse, let's get down on our knees and pray about this.
那 那个牧师太太呢，在去了夏威夷以后呢，她就跟她儿子一起去那个看这个房子。但是呢，她是坚信那个祷告的力量，所以呢，她就跟儿子说：“让我们那个跪下来来祷告。”
Now Jesse's a believer in Christ. He believes theoretically, if you know, in the power of prayer, but he sort of views him as a young self himself as a young master of the universe.But he got right down on his knees with his mother, and they prayed that God would lead them to the right conduct.
虽然 Jesse 并不是这么虔诚的那个，但是他因为他那个也就是相信他母亲，就是那个他们所以就一起来祷告。
And they went through 9 condos, and all of them were blah. And finally, Jesse was discouraged, and he said, "Yeah, let's go home." And Carol said, "There's one more condo, we're going to look at that last condo."
那个时候呢，他们后来去看房子，就看了九个人，那都不称心，所以呢，那个 Jesse 呢就有点灰心，他说：“好了，算了，我们就回去吧。”但是呢，牧师太太呢就说：“哎，还有一个，让我们不要放弃，我们再去看这最后一个。”
And they went to this last condo. It was on the 18th floor of a high rise overlooking the ocean, overlooking Waikiki, and they both fell in love with it.And both Jesse and Carol said, "Yeah, this is the one. God wants us to buy this."
结果呢，他们就去看了最后一个那个，那一个那个公寓呢，是在一个大楼的那个18层楼，这个非常漂亮，看到 Waikiki 的海滩，这个就是真是完美的，就是他们想要的那个。
But then Jesse looked at what they were asking, and he said, "Forget it. I can't afford this at all."
结果呢，他们就看了那个公寓的出价，那个卖的价钱，他们一看就那个 Jesse 就说：“哎呀，不行了，我根本都不可能买的。”
Carol said, "You know, we prayed about this, so just offer what you can afford, and I think God's going to get it for you."
结果 Carol 呢就跟他儿子说：“他说，让我们来祷告，我们就是先就是跟他那个给他出价，说我们可以负担得起的价钱，看那个是怎么是会发生什么。”
So Jesse, you know, the best he could offer was 20,000 below the asking price.
那Jesse 呢，能出的价钱呢，是比他的原价呢要低于20,000块。
And he said to his mother, he said, "There's no way they're going to accept this because property is hot in White. No way they're going to accept this." But he made an offer 20,000 below the asking price.
Jesse 呢跟他妈妈说，他说真的不，这绝对不可能，反正这里的房子都非常热卖的，我出这个比那个他的价钱要低20,000块，简直是不可能的。
The next morning, he got a phone call from the person saying, "We accept your bid." And Jesse couldn't believe it. He said,There's something about the power of prayer here somewhere, Mom, that I'm beginning to see.
那结果呢，就是不可相信的事情呢，就发生了。第二天呢，人家居然打回来电话说，他们接受他所出的价钱。那 Jesse 呢，简直惊奇的不可思议，他就跟他妈妈讲，我真的看到了祷告的力量。
But Carol wanted to do one more thing to remind Jesse of his spiritual roots.
但是 Carol 呢，他还想再做一件事情来提醒他儿子那个属灵的那个意义。
Carol said to Jesse, "You know, I want to buy you a new cross. We had bought him a cross when he graduated from college. It sort of had seen better days, and so she said, I want to buy you a new cross."
那 Carol 就跟他儿子说，我想再买一个新的那个十字架给你。那以前的一个呢，是在他那个大学毕业的时候买的。
They went through all of the jewelry stores in the mall and, you know, just so expensive, you know. And so Jesse again said, "Yeah, let's go home. Forget about buying me a new cross."
结果呢，他们就去那个店里面呢，就去看了，就是买一个新的那个十字架的项链。就看了一些呢，都是非常贵，都不能买。所以他们又说 ，Jesse 又说，好了，那不买了，我们回去吧。
Well, he sat down on a bench.Directly in front of Tiffany's.
他们就后来呢，就刚好就坐在一个那个椅子上呢，就在 Tiffany 店的对面。
And Carol said, "Let's go into Tiffany's and see if we can buy a cross for you in Tiffany's."
就 Carol 就说，让我们去 Tiffany 看看我们有没有办法买到一个十字架从 Tiffany 买。
And Jesse said, "Mom, Don't you realize Tiffany is the most expensive jewelry? We're never going to be able to find a cross in Tiffany's.
那 Jessie 跟她妈妈讲，你知道这个Tiffany 是最贵的那个首饰店，我们怎么可能在那里买到这个十字架呢？
But his mother, my wife said, "Ah, let's go on in. We're going to buy a cross in Tiffany's."
就 Carol 就说啊，那我们还是进去看看嘛，也许我们真的能够买。
So the salesman comes out, you know, they wear the black tuxes and those really high-end white gloves, right, and says, "Can I help you?"
结果呢，他们就进了那个 Tiffany 店。你知道 Tiffany 店是相当高档的，所以他的那个店员呢是都穿了那黑西装，戴了白手套的。
And Carol said, "Yeah, we're looking for a cross."
当他那个店员问说啊，你想要干什么的？我能帮你什么的时候 ，Carol 就说我们要买一个 cross， 那个十字架。
Look, no one goes into Tiffany's to buy a cross. You're going to buy what, a diamond or something? He said, "Well, come into the back of the store. I'll show you where the crosses are. They're in the back of the store."
你知道人家去 Tiffany 都是去买那个钻戒啊这些的，这简直是没有人去买那个十字架的。所以那个人就说，好，那你跟我到后面去吧，后面。
So now this guy comes out, you know, black tux, white gloves, and these crosses.On this tray.
结果呢，这个店员呢，就是戴着白手套，就拿了这个一个盘子，里面就是有那个十字架的一个盘子拿出来。
And both Carol and Jesse at the same time looked at this one very, very unique cross. It was actually a stainless steel cross.
那他们Jesse 跟 Carol 呢，两个同时呢，就是盯着看了一个。非常特别的一个十字架，它是有那个颜色的那个那个钢铁的那个十字架。
And the salesman said, "I can't believe that you just picked out this cross. Do you realize that this was designed by Picasso's daughter?" And they said, "We want it. We want to buy this cross that was designed by Picasso's daughter."
结果呢，那个店员呢，他就是很惊讶的看着他们，他说：“我简直不相信你们会，就是一眼就看中这一个十字架。这个十字架呢，是那个毕加索的女儿，就是很出名的画家毕加索的女儿设计的。”
The salesman was so blown away by this, he says, "I'll give it to you for half price." And they walked out with a cross designed by Picasso's daughter.
结果呢，这个那个店员呢，那他说就是。非常那个就是喜悦，他就愿意把半价把这个十字架呢卖给他们，结果他们就在 Tiffany 买了这个半价的这么出名的毕加索的女儿设计的十字架。
I'll tell you what, at the end of that visit, Jesse was locked into his spiritual roots again. He was once again walking seriously with the Lord.
那经历了这些事情以后，他的儿子 Jesse 是真正的在那个灵性上有很大的长进，就特别的就是那个信的这个那个神的这个祷告的那个权威。
As we close, I got to make a confession. Carol keeps me from going off the rails a lot in my life too.
我还要讲那个就是私底下的事情，他的太太 Carol 常常就是就是扶持牧师，让他能够有好的那个。
You know, that's why it's so important for all of you guys here today to love your wives, to love the mothers of your children. And my question is, do you love your wife?
所以我在这里要告诉大家说，要爱你的太太，爱你孩子们的这个母亲，你爱她吗
？And I can hear all of you guys saying, "Of course, I love my wife."
所以我会听到说，你们会讲，哦，当然我是爱我的太太啦。
But do you realize that the question, "Do you love your wife?" is actually the wrong question?
你知道这个你爱你的太太吗？这个问题其实是问的错的问题。
The right question isn't "Do you love your wife?" but "Are you loving your wife?" You see, the one deals with theory in the past. Sure, I love my wife when we got married, but the other one brings it right up to this Mother's Day. Guys, are you currently loving your wives, the mother of your children?
我们说啊，你爱你的太太吗？如果说你说你结婚的时候，当然你爱你的太太了，但是他要问的是现在进行式，是你现在还爱不爱你的太太。
And I just want to say to all of you mothers here today, whatever you do, regain the passion in your life, because you're the spiritual roots in the family.
我们要告诉在座的每一位母亲，就说不管你那个做什么，你一定要有那个坚定的信仰，要把那个神的那个圣灵的这个根基深植在你的家中。
Have a blessed Mother's Day.
祝福大家在母亲节的时候。